the best of Kennedy Malloy. And the best barbecue known to man is a Cross Range. See the range at Harvey Norman. Cross Range! Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy. Oh,
excuse me.
How you doing over there?
Loosening the belt and getting ready for another cracking edition, the Thursday edition of Kennedy Malloy. We're back in the bathroom with you. I'm going to talk to you in a minute.
I don't know what
I've never heard so much whinging.
I've got every right to whinge, I'll tell you about it. I think I'll agree under the circumstances. What has Donald Trump been up to lately?
I have been watching a feeding frenzy with the late-night comedians from America. It's all about his tiny penis. They've had a fair crack.
And it looks like something.
They've had a field day. Yeah. Well, is it mushroom?
It's a cartoon character.
From Mario Brothers.
Yeah. You seem overly familiar with it.
Play the game. Mario Kart.
I can never play the game.
You'll never play it the same way. So we'll play a few of the comedians from America. Aussies, we've been a few calls to have another go at Aussie.
Yes, Ozzy Osbourne. You interviewed him yesterday, but not only that, I think we might need to just rehash some of your remarkable interview skills.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Because I think I've found some more.
On that note, too, we're going to ask you to get involved with your faux pas. Because we've got a couple that we need to get off our chest. Yeah, why are you looking at me?
You've got too many stories. I've got not enough.
Matthias Cormann.
What?
He's on his way here as we speak.
That's fun.
Clearly ScoMo's not offering anything for his good friend Lawrence Mooney. We will also be hanging around. What else? Well, we've got to take your calls.
A bit of pet chaos too. Have you got dogs or animals that have gone a bit, caused a bit of drama?
Because there's one in America. Is it America?
Yeah, I think so.
And we've got to mention that mascot who shot himself.
Yep, in the Ghoulies. Well, with one of those T-shirt cannons.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, it went the wrong way.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Nah.
Sucked in.
Back into the lift.
Nothing's better than that.
All that, much, much more on today's
program. And also, people, did you say that people are on the standby for Slash?
Oh, Slash, yes, we're going to continue.
We are.
Our competition, someone gets to go to LA, TC Slash,
Hollywood
live in concert.
Mm. Yep.
If we like the cut of your jib or the sound of your voice or what you bring to the radio.
Who knows when we will decide.
You'll hear this sound.
What is it? You'll hear the...
What about the sound you put? What about what you put on in the bedroom when you're feeling amorous?
We can't do that. I don't know whether that's quite required for... The Slash competition.
I'm trying to imagine what's taking place.
All I can see is boys in leather shorts with lederhosen.
Disco balls.
It's a trapeze above the bed.
We haven't got that far.
I say livestock for some reason.
See livestock.
Sheep, goats.
Now, Jane Kennedy, I'm starting to worry about you.
I didn't want you to bring this up on air.
Well, I'm doing it
because
I've heard nothing more except this topic all day. We know you're in temporary residence, yes, but I was unaware that as we speak right now, you are sharing a bathroom with five
males.
Males.
I am. That just
now, for someone who doesn't like a stranger sitting on her toilet, that seems like a big ask.
It is a big ask.
How are you going?
Not well.
Has there been an incident, or is it just general wear and tear?
Well, the first thing I did was that the bathroom had a plastic shower curtain, and I just went, do they still exist?
Yes.
It's
old school.
It's 2018.
Of course they do.
I do not want that touching my skin.
But you put it on the outside of the bath.
Yeah, that's right. You flip it over.
The inside of the bath.
But then it drips all over the floor.
That's the price you pay for not making contact with the shower curtain.
I ripped it off, didn't I?
What?
Ripped it off. I got a glass screen put in. So at least there's that.
So while your house is being renovated, you're renovating the house that you're temporarily in.
They might not know.
Did you ask permission?
You've got to check that with the landlord.
I can't recall. I'm pretty sure I did.
You think you're safe with glass? I'm telling you. You've got four boys doing pressed hams.
No, they don't do that.
Yes, they are.
No, there's one thing that gives me the tip, and it doesn't matter where I live. When I'm travelling, wherever. It's putting the toilet roll, when it needs changing, on top of the rubbish bin. Or you have to just put it in the bin. It's just one little press of your foot and a ding. Yeah. The lid goes up and you just put the roll in. Don't put it on top of the bin because guess who has to do it in the end?
Yeah, but at least you've been alerted to it and they've brought it to your attention.
Outrageous.
And you'll do it.
What is the next step? Why can't you guys do the next step? What's wrong with you all?
They're flushed. They've done all the heavy lifting.
That's it. Spray.
What do you want them to do?
Speaking of.
Give it a whole. Now, you smell. Well, you smell like you're wearing something. What are you wearing?
Oh, I think I'm just wearing a bit of Lynx Africa. This is how, what I've become. That's my options.
Yeah.
Because I forget everything and I open the cupboard and I...
Do you have to book mum time or do you say, is there a schedule? Do you say...
No, but then we've got a hot water service. It runs out of hot water.
Oh, no.
And people are having 20-minute showers and I'm banging on the door like Mrs...
Sounds like you're at boot camp. Sounds like you're
on a
pre-season trip or something.
If more people ran a tight ship like I do at home, we wouldn't have kids putting needles in strawberries.
Wow. I'd be having a look at your fruit bowl.
Did you know that was a 12-year-old girl who did it?
No way.
Yes.
Oh, that's horrific.
There's more than one though, isn't it?
There is, but what she did is she put it in and showed it friends at school, said, "Oh my God, look, I've got it." And then she crumbled. She sang like a canary. They said, "Did you put this in your?"
Did I hear a mango's been gone?
Yep.
Someone got it. It's gone too far when you attack
fruit
a mango.
Salad.
Strawberry, fine. I've no real issues. But a mango.
Mango. Well, don't even think about peaches. Do not.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
People are feeling my pain. Mm. Damien.
You're not letting this go, are you? I was quite prepared to move on.
No, because people are with me. Hello, Damien.
Strap yourself in. Don't say the wrong thing.
I've got a 25-year-old.
Hang on, just before you go, we were talking about Jane, who's upset. She's sharing a bathroom with five boys.
Yep.
And the greatest
trauma.
Crime so far is they're not changing the toilet rolls. In fact,
but they're
leaving
them on the floor. Like I'm finding them everywhere, and they're not putting them
in one bathroom.
Yes, they're not putting them in the bin. Damien, do you understand?
Fire
that?
Away, Damien. What have you got?
I'm finding them on top of the toilet.
Yep.
Behind the toilet, top of the toilet roll, the toilet roll, everything, anywhere except the bloody bin.
Sounds like an episode of the Curiosity Show.
Damien, you're just depressing me. Did you say your son's 25?
He is.
How many years of this have I got?
You cut him out of the bathroom, would you?
That's terrible. Hey, let's put Damien on the list.
Good news, Damien. Short list to go see Slash in LA, mate. Good luck.
Good luck.
It's not
a competition. You don't have a chance to win it.
You never know when
it's not
it
a game of chance.
You're in the draw.
That's it.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
Or I'll just choose.
I'm good, Jane. How are you?
Yeah, good. What's your story with toilet rolls?
Well, my daughter was living at home. She's only just moved out into her brand new house. She's 26. And I collected all the toilet rolls that they left on the toilet floor over time, built them up, and then I took them out to a brand new house and poured them all over her ensuite and toilet floor.
Oh, that'll show her.
Wow.
Slightly vindictive.
Was there a bit of a stash?
There was a bit of a stash.
How many? It could have been a few, maybe 30,
that's
40.
That's hilarious.
Mm. Yeah, well, it deserves her right. But that's, again, depressing because she's 26.
Did she see the funny side, Anne?
No, she didn't actually.
Nice one. Thanks, right, well Ian. Done. We got time for Kerry?
Yes, come on.
Hi, Kerry. What's going on in your bathroom?
Hi, Jane. It's my son's bathroom. I never go in there, obviously.
Sure.
And he used to stack the toilet rolls, on the windowsill until he completely blocked.
So there was no light coming in the bathroom?
No, but to make matters worse, when there was no room, he thought it was much better to actually stuff them inside each other.
That's quite clever, really.
Like there was at least 100.
Like what? The Russian stacking dolls.
Yes, the babushkas.
Yeah.
Hey, Kerry, I'm presuming the bin was just nearby.
Of course it was.
Right. All right. No. Thank you. I'm not going mad.
You're not going mad.
Thank you very much. For
You're not going mad. Hey, we're going to take a break. We'll get back to Stormy Daniels and Trump penis.
Trump's.
Because everyone's struggling to do this story. Everyone, because there's so much great detail in it. But my favourite thing is sitting home watching CNN. Now I'm watching,
accomplished broadcasters.
Christiana Amanpour try and deal with the details of Trump's penis.
All right, it's coming up.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We're going to relive that Ozzy Osbourne interview from yesterday. A lot of talk about that interview, Mick.
And all positive.
Was because Ozzy is hilarious.
Yeah.
He did all the heavy lifting.
Oh, sorry.
you're
funny.
Unbelievable.
No, you know what I'm saying.
It was because Ozzy's hilarious.
Well,
even you couldn't destroy it. He was so funny.
Anyway, we'll replay
you
that.
You know what I mean.
It's coming up a little later.
The two of you are very negative when it comes to my, interviewing style and technique, and we'll get to that shortly. But I've been a little disappointed.
I'm terribly sorry.
With what I call a visible lack of support in this studio.
Really?
After everything I've done for you.
All right,
hey, let's do it.
There?
Can we do it? Yes, Stormy Daniels has got a book out, and it's a tell-all. And all the juicy bits basically focus on Donald Trump's penis. They've been having an absolute field day overnight.
Sure have.
The late night comic. I mean, this is, you know, those days when you're on radio or something and you see someone like this, and you go, well, show writes itself.
Yeah, that's it.
I always remember when, I can't remember his name now. What's his name?
Oh, him. What are you talking about?
No, he got caught on Rodeo Drive.
Hugh Grant. Yeah.
The day I was on radio, the day Hugh Grant got caught with Divine Brown.
That's it.
On Rodeo Drive.
Yep.
And I remember just going to work going, easy
Thank
peasy.
You very much. Yeah.
Japanese.
As you say, it writes itself. Yeah. Well, this writes itself because there's a visual that
there
goes
is.
Hand in hand.
Do
with
we
it.
Need we need to describe this? What's the visual?
It's a character.
It's Toad from Mario.
Toad.
Yeah.
It's a mushroom-like.
Very distinctive.
Mushroom-like looking character. From Super Mario's, and that's apparently what genitalia looks like. Let's leave it to the big guns.
In her upcoming memoir, adult film star Stormy Daniels compares President Trump's penis to the video game character Toad from Mario Kart.
Just like that, I will not eat a mushroom or play a video game ever again.
That's why in the new Mario Kart, Toad collects gold coins and uses them as hush money.
This morning, he did order Homeland Security to deport the Super Mario Brothers, and they will be missed. She describes Trump's penis as smaller than average, but admitted she was impressed it had his name embossed in gold on it. And Stormy also said Trump knows he has an unusual penis. I can't wait for a reporter to ask Sarah Huckabee Sanders to deny that.
Now, what Stormy said is getting a lot of press, so today Trump responded to the allegation to set the record straight. Watch this.
It's a very small thing we're talking about. It's incredible the size of it.
Like a little tiny peanut.
There you go.
Officials in Australia are investigating supermarkets across the country after several people found needles hidden inside their strawberries. A needle hidden in a strawberry. Yes, that's exactly what it looked like, said Stormy Daniels. That's a joke about the news. You might be saying, how dare you make a joke about a penis looking like a video game character? That's the news right now.
That's what we have to deal with. Eh?
Good heavens.
Right. Hey, we'll take a break. When we get back, we're going to talk faux pas. We're going to get you on the phone, 1-triple-3-5-3. Have you put your foot in it? Have you done a big one publicly?
Mick, you have done a few, I'm sorry to say. Not so many.
I'll have a couple.
This is Kennedy Malloy, your new way to drive home.
We're going to take your calls shortly, and you'll be in the chance to go over and see Slash over there in LA. I might interview him off the back of the outrageous success of my Ozzy Osbourne interview, which everyone's talking about. It's the talk of the town.
Everyone is talking about
Two great minds getting together, and silky, I think, is the word people are using to describe it.
Well, it was. It was slightly, no.
It was entertaining.
Shambolic is not the word because.
Beg your pardon?
No, Ozzy had it together.
But quite coherent.
You know what? It's a step in the right direction for you.
Dear. What, here we go. What are you saying?
Well, I'm just saying your track records.
Oh, Jane.
You know.
Don't do this. Why can't you just be happy for me?
Why don't we just reflect again?
You can be evil.
I can be. Let's have a listen to your skills as an interviewer.
Talking to Annie Peacock.
I'll never forget this day. Having to sit between Susan Renouf and Eileen Bond. That's exactly true. I was sitting between them. And let me tell you, they're all hands.
Talking about Anne's mum. What are you saying that for?
Oh, well, when I say that, Anne, what I mean.
You are a shocker. Grateful.
Talking to Olivia Newton-John.
You lost a cast member this week, did you, from Greece?
Jeff,
yeah.
I don't know that it has.
Oh, so pardon me. I may have gone.
No, he was married to my sister, and she's been in there, and he's not doing very well.
Okay, sorry to hear that.
Talking to Jared Hayne.
Craig Wing kicks to Jared Hayne.
You mean Brad Wing?
Brad Wing. From Brad Wing to Jared Hayne. First time ever, Aussie to Aussie in the NFL.
It's a second. second time Barry did it at Pittsburgh. You're on fire, but,
I'm distracted by all the big penises in the locker room right now.
Talking to Tom Gleason.
Well, it's a big day for you. So your show, Rock Quiz,
Art Quiz.
Art Quiz start. So I'm getting ready for my Aussie Osborne.
I can't wait. Aussie Osborne, he's going to be on his back foot.
Your skills.
Skills like that.
Truly excruciating.
I'm hosting Rock Quiz. You've confused me for Julia Zemiro. It's a weird time.
Talking to Aussie Osborne.
Hello? What was that? What?
All right, so we've got a bit of a bad delay here, Aussie.
I'm going to get more, aren't I? I don't know what I'm going to get.
Sorry?
What?
I can't tell if this is the delay or we're both just having out-of-body experiences.
I've been at both. What was that?
My goodness. Yeah. Oh, no, you know, I'll tell you, 60 Minutes may have Carl Stefanovic on their list, but... I think you'll give Carl a good run for his money.
Then there was an interview where I interviewed Greg Brady and called him Greg for the whole one. There's another one which I doubt you'll ever find, which wasn't because it was actually a serious interview. There was a blind woman who'd been robbed.
Oh, no, we found it.
Oh, have you?
Oh, yeah. We found it. A blind woman had been robbed, and here's the sensitive way in which
I questioned her. I did not mean it. I actually genuinely...
I know, but you just weren't thinking, as usual.
I was trying to think my way through it.
Yep, and it's evident, self-evident. Let's have a listen.
Right, so who's report? Someone's obviously seen this to report whoever was in the car. Yeah, someone has to have seen this because I'm presuming you didn't.
Well.
Oh, mate.
That was when you're on the hot breakfast in Melbourne.
Hot breakfast with Eddie McGuire and
Luke
Darcy.
Saw the car crash coming. Yeah. Well,
but I honestly got.
No, I know.
I was trying to be helpful, and then it didn't dawn on me. And then halfway through that sentence, I realised.
And
it's
that's
just
why
gonna come out.
You don't do breakfast radio anymore because clearly you just went. Well, no, there was another one when you were doing an interview with Soldier On.
Now listen,
and this was
He's a returned veteran who's been traumatised.
A traumatising story he was telling.
Can I tell you? However, in my defence, I was at a fundraiser for a Soldier On, and we were in Sydney at the time, and we're at a venue that was right opposite a ferry station.
Okay, so maybe not pick that as a venue. Because this might happen.
Not everyone is broken and injured. We can never... Sorry, excuse me.
Okay, never pull my finger again, Garth.
So we can...
For those who are wondering, we're at the harbour. I'm finding this event more traumatic than my time in Afghanistan. All right! He's piss-farting around now, isn't he?
He is. He knows you're doing this.
We haven't touched that at all.
Walkley award-winning interviewer Mick Molloy, extraordinaire.
All right. Hey, now this leads us on to our topic du jour, which is faux pas. Have you had a couple?
Yeah.
Ring us up and tell them. You're not going to believe this. I can get the ball rolling.
You got
a couple.
Some more?
Yeah. We'll do it after the break.
Do it to me, so I'll talk about that.
All right.
Because I don't do it to other people. They do it to me.
You don't.
I can think of a couple of doozies already.
You cannot. All right. I dare you.
133353. Your faux pas stories right after this.
Your new way to drive home.
We are talking faux pas, 133353. And I suppose when you're on radio, you're doing a lot of live radio. I mean, you know, things can happen.
Got
to fill, two or three
hours. Who are you talking about?
Well, what about our overnight's announcer, the great Luke Boner?
Oh, now, Luke Boner, we've played this a bit. We've played all my bad bits.
Well,
Luke has to step up.
Luke runs a very, very good show. And
that is a lot of talk he's got to do. Like, he's got to fill 5.5, 6 hours a night.
So you cover his ass. You hang me out to dry.
No.
That's a lot of work. And he's,
He had a classic on air moment.
So he was. It was the World Cup time too. So we had a caller on just regarding. Yeah, have a listen. Oh, I beg your pardon. Got
a couple. Oh, there's a faux pas right there. He'd just been telling us he didn't have one to offer. How about that? How about 3 minutes of dead air?
I'll listen to this.
Tracy, g'day. How are you?
I went through a house fire about a year and a half, nearly 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And now I'm 80% burnt all over my body.
Oh, jeez.
I was in a coma for 11 days.
Just wait there. Just wait there a second, Tracy. Belgium has just scored this audio thanks to SBS.
Oh, my God.
It still gets me.
You're going to love it. Now, we're talking faux pas. We'll take your calls, 133353. You're not going to blame. I've got a couple. Okay, I can get the ball rolling. Mm. Or do you, please, would you like to?
Well, this is one someone did to me. And it's actually for Nathan Buckley, who is the coach of the Collingwood Football Club.
Huge.
And unfortunately for him, it was a double barrel faux pas because it was it was a terrible night because it was the 2002 grand final celebration night, but it wasn't a celebration for Collingwood because Brisbane Lions won that night.
I was a celebration for everyone else.
Right. So it was a pretty maudlin atmosphere, but, you know, everyone's
laughs
having a good
thin
time.
On the ground.
That's right. And Rob and I were leaving and, you know, he's sort of the last person you want to see.
What
we thought
could you
we
say?
Got away from, you know, we just didn't know what to say to him. Anyway, we saw Bucks and he's such an approachable guy and he was sort of came up, big smiles.
One of the good guys.
One of the good guys came and said, Jane and Rob, how are you? He goes, Jane, God, how are you? He goes, you must be close to, it could happen any day now, about to have the baby. And unfortunately for Bucks, not only had they lost the grand final, but I'd had that baby about a month ago. And his face was so distraught. Basically, he said, and I thought tonight was a bad night for losing grand final.
Great story.
Yeah.
Do you know what? That he's broken the golden rule.
He
you
has,
never
he
go there. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Nah. If you see Octomum in the street about to burst, just park it.
Yeah.
Do not comment.
Bucks.
He'll go
he was devastated.
I remember once, our good friend Jason Stevens,
yes,
who we worked with for many years.
Yep.
I was in a pub. Now, Jason had given evidence. A publican, someone he knew, had done something terrible and was going to jail, and Jason had to give character evidence on his behalf.
Mm.
He'd done so that day. Anyway, as it turned out, the guy ended up going to jail.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I saw Jace that night, and I'd had a couple. And so I go up to him at the bar and I'm going, hey, Jace, do me a favour. If I ever get in any serious trouble, don't go character witness for me. And he goes, Mick, would you like to meet Rick's mum and dad? Who he was talking to, his son had just gone to jail. Good times. That was a good one. Excuse me, everyone. That's what you do, and then you just walk out.
Right. When you have to depart, the scene.
Yeah. I tell you my Logies one. Now, this is embarrassing.
Well, there's everything can go wrong at the Logies when it involves you.
Well, I've got a couple.
Yeah.
But I'll just pick this one out.
All right.
So I was at the Logies, and I was running late, and I run down with one of the front tables. There's a banquet table, about 12 people.
Yeah.
There's I sit down, there's me, there's an empty chair, and then there's Eden Gahar, who's was he a vet or something? Or is he,
no, singer. Was he an actor?
Singer and actor. He played the
all
vet,
rounder.
I think, at some stage. Anyway, on stage was Georgie Parker.
Yeah.
And as I've come in late, so I've sat down and break the ice. I go, g'day, guys. Hey, it must be an industry dude. Georgie Parker's turned up to Eden Gahar. Hey, do you reckon once we might have one of these things without Georgie Parker down here?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wow.
Georgie Parker finishes her speech, walks off the stage, comes around and sits in the chair because she's going out with me.
Awkward.
Shout out to Georgie, by the way.
And can I say this? I have subsequently met Georgie Parker, and she is a top chick.
She is a top
and
chick.
And
She would laugh about that.
Well, I would hope
would
so because I was drunk and being a dick.
Sure.
As I
Which
occasionally
is very often happens. And you've got to take that into account when you meet me.
When I met her, I felt like a right royal idiot.
That's funny.
As I should. But there you go. There's a couple. Now, our producer Sam has stepped into the studio.
How are you guys?
Sam, you've got one. And it involves a Triple M personality, an announcer.
Sure. Sure.
A former jock from this network, but we're not allowed to mention by name.
It's probably for the best.
Yes, so I've got to try and tell this story without getting his name out.
Okay.
And only because he's sensitive, not because
the person you're talking about,
she thinks it's hilarious.
True enough. So a group of friends, including, let's call this guy John, and another friend of ours.
John Bunn.
Sure.
All right.
Another friend of ours, Sharon. Sharon is in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
And we walked into a party. I was there with John. We're a little bit late. First person we've seen is Sharon. And John goes, Sharon, you look great. Are they new shoes?
And she's in a wheelchair.
And Sharon just looks at John and says, no, I've actually had them for a while.
Because they don't get a lot of use.
That's right.
They're going to look pretty fresh.
Not pretty shiny.
Is that a good start to the party?
And we must stress that she found that
she thought it was funny.
She thought it was very, very funny.
He's now a proper businessman.
Hey,
let's take a couple. Well, no, I tell you what, we've gone too long. Hold the calls. Hold the calls and we'll take them after this.
Hang in there, everyone, on the line.
Do it after this. Faux pas got one. Give us a ring. 133353.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Talking faux pas because basically we've all done them. There's a few out there. Your Bucks ones are incredible.
People putting their foot in it.
He might get clowned tomorrow.
Yeah, we get a lot of pregnancy mistaking people for being
we
pregnant.
We do. Thank you for all of those calls. What's the one that's been
just got a tweet from Teddy Westside. Says, who could forget the Sandy Roberts faux pas? Who
was Spring Carnival. Yes. And he was speaking to Miss Australia.
I believe it was.
And he got the name wrong.
Leanne was her first name.
With us in Leanne Cock and Leanne Dick, I should say. And Leanne, it's going to be very
Sandy Roberts, that's all.
Yeah, and that's been around. That's what it'll be remembered for, Sandy.
I know.
All those 50 years of broadcasting could all be boiled down into that,
that one
sound
faux pas.
I reckon let's see how it's going out there in the electorate.
Hello, Nick.
Hi.
How you going? What was your faux pas?
Okay, so I was working as a waiter and I was serving a really lovely large family, a group of about 10 or 12. There was a couple of middle-aged people, a couple of youngies, and a couple of oldies.
Okay.
And one middle-aged guy, he was sitting there, and one of the oldies, a lady opposite him, was just at him constantly, like, no, no, tuck your napkin in. No, 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 don't order that. Order this. And she was just going on and on at him. And I looked at him at one stage, and I said, mothers. goes, it's my wife.
Oh no. Oh, Nick. Hey, Nick, good news. Oh, there's a bit of Slash. You're on the standby list to go see Slash in LA, mate. Good luck.
There you go. You never know what might happen.
Take the missus. Hey.
Hey, Greg, what's your story about putting your foot in it?
Yeah, g'day, guys. Oh. I started a new job and I said to the sales manager, I said, one of the sales women, she had a... She was a bodybuilder, really fit. And I said to me, mate, these are bodybuilding women. They've got smoking hot bodies, but they've got a lot of rough heads, haven't they?
Oh, jeez.
And I found out a couple of weeks later he was going out with her.
Oh, Greg.
Craig, that's a classic 101 faux pas, that is.
It goes with pregnancy and all that, you know. Just care for what you say. Thanks, Greg,
for
that
well
one.
Well done.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, g'day, Joan and Mick. How you going?
Good, Scott. What'd
you
do?
Paper?
Oh, I had a bloody shocker. I was working at the Rocks Police Station, one of the team leaders there.
Yes.
And I read in the paper that Parky was in town, and I'd watched growing up watching Parky with my
Michael Parkinson?
Michael Parkinson.
Oh, wow.
And watched telly with Mum and Dad, watching him interview everyone. And anyway, I was walking around the Opera House with a probationary constable just asking her about her career and what she should do, how she wants to progress. I heard this lovely English voice, and I turned, it was Parky. And I just had this moment, and I grabbed him, put him in a headlock and gone, oh, it's Parky. And Jesus, his wife's gone, oh, my God, get off him. He's got a bad back. I don't believe this. A policeman has grabbed my husband. I was so embarrassed.
You've caused a diplomatic incident.
That's hilarious.
Oh, Jesus, and this young girl's gone. I said, look, I don't know what come over you then. I said, don't ever do that. She's going, oh, my God, boss, I didn't know what to do. I said, I wish you'd have shot me.
Hey, well, Scott, are you still in the force?
No, I'm finished now. Yeah.
Oh, maybe
I would have thought so. Probably after Michael Parkinson fired in a complaint.
Thanks, Scott, for the call.
I was panicking, mate. Thank you.
Yeah, good. Good on you, Scotty.
Thanks, Scotty. Okay, let's go to Anthea. What happened to you?
Hi. Yes. I was a midwife in a hospital in Melbourne.
Yep.
And I was helping a new mum breastfeed. And she had a couple of people in the room. But anyway... So I was showing her and the hubby how to breastfeed and a bit of hands-on, you know, a bit of expressing needed.
Sure.
And I was getting him involved. Oh. And they were Chinese, so they didn't speak very good English. And when they left he left the room, he said to me, that was my brother.
Oh, Anthea, you're on the standby list to see Slash in Hollywood. Good luck.
No.
Great story.
Wow. Thank you. Oh, India, that's just terrible.
I had a feeling that's where that was heading.
I didn't know where it was heading, but that was just took me by surprise. Thank you. Tatiana, let's go to you.
Good Lord.
Hello.
Hey, how are you going?
Good, thank you.
Now, okay. Tell us your story.
Well, my husband works at Crown Casino, and this particular night he was doing the door at the Allan Border Medal.
Yep.
So checking everyone's passes and whatnot. So Allan Border walks up, goes to just walk in. My husband stops him and goes, hang on a minute, where's your pass? Allan Border's like, I don't have one. This is my medal.
Tatiana, you're on the standby list too. Good luck.
Awesome, thank you.
Good on you.
All right, we've got time for one more. We'll take it. Brad, are you there?
Yeah, g'day team. How are you?
Yeah, good,
Brad. Faux pas?
Oh, a couple of years ago at an extended family pre-Christmas get-together, I was going around saying hello to all the aunts and uncles, and I came up to my aunt who had this small white dog sitting on her lap, and I noticed that there was a white hair on her face, so I reached forward to pull the hair off, not realising the hair was actually attached to a mole on her face.
Oh, Brad.
Brad, that's 101, and a shout-out to Auntie Phoebe.
Oh, mate, yeah, that's good, Brad. That's good.
Excellent work, Brad.
I don't know what to do. Give it to him. Come on, put it in the drawer.
On the standby list too.
I'm so wrapped with that. Our callers today, they were really
thanks,
good.
Thanks, everyone.
They've
that's awesome.
And
well,
by the way, if you couldn't get through, you can always go online at kennedymalloy.com.au and get your details to us for your shortlist also. For
I don't feel so
slash.
Bad now.
No.
That is amazing.
Hey, coming up next, who is it?
Matthias Cormann.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And it is going to be massive. Lawrence Mooney is on his way in as we speak, Jane.
That's great news, and I believe that we're also going to talk about pets that or dogs that may have caused a bit of chaos.
I think Lawrence may have a story in that department.
That sounds good.
We have popular demand, Jane. Ridicule it as you will, but my Ozzy Osbourne interview is getting a lot of traction out there in the marketplace.
Two giants of the industry, correct.
People are saying this is the high water mark of rock and roll.
It is. No, it's a great interview, to be fair.
But
we've got lots more to talk about as well.
Our Slash contest is still underway. I might interview him soon.
What would you ask him?
I think I should. Come on.
What's the deal with your hair?
What's with the hat?
Yeah, see? Writes itself.
Yeah, it is.
All right, here we go. Let's get the boy. Oh, he's here already.
Hello.
Is
he
testing? Are you testing 1, 2?
Yes, I'm just seeing where. Are you leaving me here like a stale bottle of
pills? Matthias.
I'm sorry, Matthias.
Pardon me, Matthias Cormann. Welcome aboard.
Thank you very much, Minister for Finance. Matthias Cormann, please, full title.
We have to point you out because you're not the top guy. Why can't we speak to the actual boy?
I've told you over and over again, hello to you, Dangerous. Too.
Hello.
Dangerous? Yeah. Sexy. It's a sexy name, Dangerous.
It is. That.
I'd like my name to be Dangerous. Dangerous Cormann.
What do you get called for short?
Matthias. It's short enough, but the reason I'm here, of course, is that the Moon Man can't do a Scott Morrison impersonation, but I've actually got a joke for you to start with today. It's a knock-knock joke.
Okay.
Which is, knock-knock jokes are invented in Belgium.
The timeless classics. They were not invented in Belgium.
They were so. The Belgians invented the door. So try arguing with it.
All right,
sounds logical, doesn't it? Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Peter.
Peter who?
Scott Morrison.
I guess.
Peter Dutton, Scott Morrison. Oh. Knock, knock, who's there? Peter who? Scott Morrison. It's very funny.
It's not good.
Jane loves
Did
that
joke.
Did
you make that up yourself?
No, it was doing the rounds in Canberra. Somebody from the Labour Party.
I still don't quite get it, though. It's not.
What do you mean? Don't dwell on it.
Okay, let's do it again. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Peter.
Peter who?
Scott Morrison. It's very funny.
It's not funny.
It is funny. You don't see the logic.
Work. I don't
it appeals to my Belgian
Third
logic.
Third time around,
how does it work?
It's funnier.
Could you tell me?
Because
it was
Peter Dutton
and then
didn't get the job.
And then it wasn't Peter.
So you just say Peter put the who in there and then change it to
Scott Morrison.
Now stop it.
It's hilarious. Stop it.
You are dangerous.
You probably don't even like Oompa Paa
bands
either.
We should put a bloody in the middle of your name. Matthias Bloody Cormann.
What about that? Put a bloody in the joke. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Peter.
Peter who?
Scott Bloody Morrison.
What did you say? You just said something interesting to me.
It's called more.
No,
I said,
listen,
I said you wouldn't even like oompa pa bands.
I love oompa bands.
Yeah, but
I look at people, and you know what I do sometimes? I go, could he play the tuba? And I look at guys and go, oh, he could play a tuba.
Yeah, I'm a tuba guy.
You could play a tuba. I could play a tuba. Dave? You couldn't play a tuba.
What would I play?
No, you're a saxophone guy.
Oh, thank you.
Or maybe a little clarinet, just piccolo, blowing away, tin whistle.
Don't look at me, I don't want to know. I don't want any of your instruments.
You play a tuba.
Bagpipes.
Want.
No, that's cruel.
How dare you?
Yeah, how dare you?
Did you say bagpipe now? Bagpipe, you,
Matthias.
What's your instrument? Give us a call, 133353.
Now, tell us. Now, what the hell is happening with Tony Abbott? I can't work out. Is he in or is he out? Does ScoMo like him or doesn't like him? He got pre-selected back into Warringah, and it wasn't popular with his own electorate, but are you guys copping it?
Well, I can tell you right now that Tony is universally hated. Okay, everybody hates Tony.
Well,
I should make a new show, Everybody Hates Tony. with Ray Romano playing Tony. Everybody hates Tony, but it's hard for him to kill him off, you know. Tried many times, but he's like a cockroach. And
I think
that he would survive, cockroach, and he would survive
that Belgium accent.
A thermonuclear winter. Yeah, yeah. Tony. Still a little cockroach in his dick stickers. Going for a swim.
Something I'm very concerned about is this aged care business. Yeah.
Well, I'm all for the Royal Commission into aged care.
You are?
I think in Australia we take our oldies and we treat them badly. We had the highest capita of aged care in the world. You know, in Europe.
Oh, that's a terrible statistic.
Isn't it a terrible? That's right. You know, you're going on holiday, dump the puppies, put your oldies in a nursing home. That's what people do. And in Germany and in parts of Europe, Belgium, we keep the oldies at home, look after them.
Of course.
But, you know, we need a Royal Commission into, you know, the custard and the lasagna that they're serving the oldies.
The food they're eating is disgusting.
Absolutely, and it's not right if an oldie isn't doing what you want them to do. Don't hit them with Tupperware across the head. Don't vac an oldie with Tupperware.
Where are you getting this information from?
I saw it on Four Corners. People hitting oldies with Tupperware. It's not funny. Or kerosene baths aren't good either. No. It's not funny, Michael.
We can't help it. I'm laughing. Hey, what are you doing in your downtime? Give us an insight.
Oh,
I'd like a fascinating insight.
You want a little bit of a look into the personal life of Matthias Cormann.
Would you sit down with Mrs. Cormann? Do you watch TV?
Yes, me and Hayley love MasterChef. I'm quite a viz in the kitchen. I love it.
You're a viz.
I'm a viz in the kitchen, yeah.
Do you hit her on the head with the Tupperware after you cook something?
No, she hits me. I'm older than her. No heating oldies with Tupperware. No, for breakfast, I often cook a traditional Belgian breakfast, which is a nice, warm, hot chocolate. It's very sweet with a waffle. And waffle.
What's
that?
What about the waffle?
A waffle
with now maple syrups.
That's right. Waffle. You're pronouncing it correctly.
What about the famous chips and cheese?
Chips and
gravy?
Chips and mayonnaise.
What about
mayonnaise? I like Mexican food too, spicy, like me. Burrito or some guacamole made with avocado.
As long as they're not serving that to the oldies. Can't thank you enough for coming in today.
It's always a pleasure.
You've been wonderful.
Knock, knock.
He's there. There's Peter. The door. Use it.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
Lawrence Mooney in studio with us right now.
Hello, Lawrence.
Well. G'day, Mick. G'day, Jane. Hello, Dangerous. It's very nice to be here. Nice to brush past Matthias on the way out.
He was out of control today.
I love that knock-knock joke. It's a beauty.
You look very snazzy.
Thank you very
much. Did you understand it? Do you understand what he was trying to say?
Yeah, I got it straight away. It's hilarious. and it really tickled me the way it tickled Matthias. We're very similar people.
Very similar.
In a lot of
ways. Peas in a pod in so many ways. We've been talking today about faux pas, and Jane suggested that you could do 24 hours on this.
Well, I was the victim of a faux pas.
You're a victim? You're
a victim.
Yes, because we go to the same dog park all the time, and Lou took our dog Rupert to the dog park, and there's a woman walks the Great Danes, and everyone knows each other by their dog.
Yes.
So Rupert runs past and he goes, "Oh, Rupert, I saw your dad down here with Rupert the other day," to my wife.
I saw your dad down here. With Rupert.
Oh, no. Oh, really?
Yes.
That's unfair. Yeah.
Look, I, you know, it might have been early in the morning. I was unkempt.
And Lou is a very attractive, very youthful looking woman.
She is
a
youthful. Two with you is what we're trying to say. Yeah. Do you know what?
I saw your dad down here. No, no, you didn't.
It took a while for it to sink in.
Kids are amazing because kids get a get out of jail free card because they don't know what they're doing. But they classics. I remember the first like pool parties I took the boys to when they were younger. I go around to a friend's house. I don't know overly well. There's people there I don't know. And there's a bunch of kids in the pool. And I'm sitting there beside the pool. this little girl goes, "Do you work in a pizza shop?" Because a fat guy with a few stains on his 3-day growth, fat guy. Maybe I had a stain on my T-shirt.
That is great.
Oh, do you work in a pizza shop? No, I don't.
Oh, my goodness.
But I'm there a fair bit.
Talking about being down the dog park, I've been enjoying a clip off YouTube all week. Now, I'm going to have to describe it to you. Basically, if you want to join in and have a look at it, look up Jesus Christ in Richmond Park. It's a man chasing his dog. What it starts off as is somebody's taking photos of deer, and you can hear this man screaming at
his
dog.
Whereabouts? In Richmond Park?
Richmond Park.
In London.
Oh, Virginia.
Oh, no, in London,
okay,
I think.
London. Yeah. Richmond, London, a beautiful suburb.
Yeah, and a beautiful big park, classic, you know, English park. You can hear him yelling, and then all of a sudden the guy who is, you know, taking a photo or a little movie of the deer moves, and you see a herd of deer enter the frame being chased by this dog, and this man's trying to get his dog because the herd is heading towards a road.
Oh, no.
And when he realizes that going across that road, he just goes, "Oh, Jesus Christ." You can hear the exasperation. Let's have a listen.
Oh, dear.
He chases them towards the road.
But
traffic
now
stops.
You tell us no deer were hurt in that?
No deer, absolutely. You can see the traffic in the distance, kind of see the herd coming towards them.
And so
they all stop. And so it crosses the road, and so the chase is still on to the other side of the road into the parking. You can just see this guy.
We've got the video. We just tweeted it out too at Kennedy Molloy, so you can have a look at that.
He's scruffing along, and Jesus Christ.
How's your beautiful dog going, by the way?
He's going okay. Yep. He's living his life, and he's doing fine.
Well, there's a bonus for him.
Everything. Every day's a bonus for us all. We don't know who's next. So love every minute while you can.
That's right.
What we're asking today is, when did your dog cause chaos and mayhem?
Could it have to be a dog? Could it be any pet? Or are we specifically asking for dogs?
That's interesting. Let's go for dogs.
Let's go for dogs.
Because they will do anything. They're unbridled, like children at a pool party.
They're wrecking balls.
Yeah.
They're wrecking balls.
They go for it. Fantan.
All right, I like your thinking.
And also,
Fantan!
What kind of a dog is that?
Fantan! That would have been a big Dalmatian-y type. I've been to that area. It's very exclusive, old school money. It would be like a Great Dane.
It
looked like a setter.
A setter.
Irish setter.
Yeah, sure.
All right. 133353, give us a call with your crazy dog tales.
This is Kennedy Molloy.
Fenton! Oh, Jesus Christ!
Fenton! Oh, Fenton's not coming back.
It's the sound of a man chasing his dog as his dog chases a herd of deer into oncoming traffic.
Yep, and no deer were harmed, thankfully, but Fenton is having the time of his life.
Who's Fenton named after?
I've never heard the
it's
name
a very
Fenton.
Lord Fenton.
Yes.
Probably invented the sandwich or something. I don't know. Andrew's on the line. We're asking people, has your dog caused mayhem? You've got a story, Andrew?
Oh, I certainly do.
What happened?
The new in-laws, and if you imagine the big fat Greek wedding, we go out and catch a lovely red emperor. The whole family comes around, and it's a big celebration.
Yep.
And I got an old bush dog, blue heeler, called Dozer. Well, Dozer just sat back all day, and he's just sitting back, and no worries.
Biding his time?
Yeah, biding his time. And Yep, it's nearly time to go and get it, and we turn around, and you got a big cheesy smile and a fish on the ground and one very happy dog.
Dozer.
Dozer's gone berserk. I told you when we were younger, I was living with a mate, and didn't have a lot of money. We just ordered our first two. We said, we need some meat. We ordered some steaks, and he had a Doberman. And as we were sitting there, the steaks were on the fry pan, and we were in the next room going, this is going to be great. Or he was, and look in, and his nose is pressed up against the fry pan as he woofs two steaks. That's to say, he was hungrier than us.
He sizzled his nose.
Like, he sizzled his nose and didn't bat an eyelid as he woofed two pieces of meat. Janet, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You got a dog that's gone berserk?
Oh, yeah. I live on the back of a golf course, and pretty much every weekend during summer there's a wedding, so they roll out a red carpet across the tee-off green. And yes. This particular day, my cousin came in for a swim, and the dog slipped out the door, Jack Russell. And we were looking and looking, and then he appears at the back fence while we're in the pool. I've got, oh, my God, there's a wedding starting. So all of us have bolted out and around to the golf course. We picked up a few neighbourhood kids on bikes to try and round him up as well. And he was so disobedient, he would never come anyway. Just as the bride was almost ready to walk down the aisle, he takes his massive dump.
On the red carpet?
Near
the red carpet. And
on a big moment.
Does anyone here have any reason why these two shouldn't wed?
I wanted to get him out so quickly, and I've looked at it and I thought, you know what, it's the same size as the ducks that live here. I'm just going to leave it because hopefully no one can tell the difference.
Blame the ducks.
Jack Russell is a big dog in a little dog's body. Thank you, Janet. Chris is on the line. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Mick. My 85-year-old mate's Welsh mother took their English staff to the beach, and he took off on her. And she was running after him. She's on now, Archie, Archie. You know, she's going up this trail. As she come around these bushes, there was a limo there and all these people. And the bride and groom are walking down and they're about to get in this limo. And they're filming some TV show. And here's Archie sitting in the back seat of the limo, there smiling with his tongue out, covered in sand.
Oh, no.
Starts doing the shake thing. Yeah, no, joke. Yeah, no, bloke said to me, mate, come, you know, we're filming a TV show here. You know, bet your dog.
Control your dog, will you?
Yeah, Archie.
Right.
True story, too.
I like it a lot.
Married at first sight.
Well done.
Hello, George.
Afternoon, how are we?
Yeah, we're good, George.
Now, I had a Labrador. He's passed away now, but this bugger, he was a glutton. And early one morning while I'm getting bread and milk at the local milk bar and I'm in there paying, a bakery van has pulled up. The guy's opened up, taken out his tray, and while he's dealing with the milk bar owner, said dog decided, thank you very much. And for the 10 minutes that he was alone in that back of that bakery van, he destroyed it.
He got
a van. Are you telling me a Labrador got into a pastry van?
Absolutely. Oh, there was cream everywhere. But the best part about it is the look on his face as I'm dragging him out, man, it meant the world to him. That was the best thing ever.
Best day ever. Oi! Dave's gone off.
Yeah, you're on the standby list to go see Slash in Hollywood, mate. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Awesome story.
Let's go to Dylan. Dylan, what happened with your dog?
Hey, g'day, guys. So we adopted a great ex-racing greyhound a few months ago and decided to take him up the coast.
Good on you, by the way. That's a great thing to do. More people should do it. Get an ex-greyhound.
Beautiful dogs. So affectionate.
Wonderful nature.
Yeah. Very gentle.
Yeah, wonderful dog. Anyway, took him up the coast to Mum's house and he was loving it. And next thing, he kind of slipped inside without us knowing. And Mum has a 5-year-old Indian ringneck parrot and... Next thing you know, we just hear a crash and a squawk and run in and we're filled with some feathers.
That was all that was left.
Taking the parrot out.
Oh, no.
As I said, excellent nature.
Get one of those.
Just watch any loose animals around them, small ones.
They love movement.
Yeah. Time for one more. I think I recognise his name. Is that Dr. Rob on the line, is it?
G'day, Mick.
Jane,
how are you?
Hey,
Doc. This is a mate of mine who has been a vet for some time.
And a
neighbour of yours. Yes. His name comes up on this show from time to time for various reasons.
I think I met the doc at the cricket, actually.
You would have. Was he being thrown out at the time? Hey, Rob, we can say that you work as a vet, specifically in the horse racing industry.
That is right, yes, Mick.
And you, for as long as I've known you, have had the best dogs I've ever seen. You love blue heelers.
Yes, so I did have one. His name was Tiger, and as much as he was reasonably well trained, he used to get a little bit excited if the horses were running around the paddock when I needed to be treating him. So one day I turned up out of a spelling paddock to treat a thoroughbred racehorse, which at the time was the most expensive horse ever bought in Australia, just for the measly sum of $2.4 million. So I get out of the car, and the girl's holding the horse for me. Anyway, the horse gets away, and he's just sort of trotting around freely. Anyway, Tiger jumps out of the car and decides to take off, chasing his horse, trying to heal it around this paddock. So I'm standing at the girl, and like they were calling out Fenton, I'm calling out Tiger!
and did anyone witness this?
So at the time, it was just the girl and I turned around to her and I said, oh my God, I said, just imagine if the trainer turned up. And just as I say that, around the corner, not only comes the trainer, but his two brothers staring at my dog chasing their $2.4 million around the paddock, completely out of control.
I remember Tiger, one of the greats.
And you've got a beautiful dog now too, because I see your beautiful dog down the street.
Little Gracie, yes.
Is little Gracie all snug in her little Louis Vuitton?
Oh, Jane, naughty. We may have mentioned on the show before that.
A Louis Vuitton dog bath.
He has these old Australian bush dogs, these absolute classics, and after chasing down a thoroughbred yearling, they go and retire in their Louis Vuitton dog basket. Right. Is that true, Rob?
With their Chewy Vuitton bones.
Chewy Vuitton!
Outrageous.
And can I say, would you expect anything less from a Melbourne Football Club supporter? That's the way they roll.
That's how they roll. See you, Doc.
Doc, will you be in Perth for the big game?
Oh, yes, I'm heading over tomorrow. So
you're no longer on a no-fly list? Is that...
I'm going under an alias.
All right.
See you there, Doug.
Good on you, Rob.
Good
Cheers.
On you, guys.
There Thank you go. Bye. Good stories.
Oh,
well
absolutely.
Done.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Thanks to Crossray Barbecues. The only barbecue you'll ever need is a Crossray. See the range at Harvey Norman.
Oh, I'm looking at their brochure. It's like a porno for barbecues.
Well, all that stainless steel.
Oh, check out the burners on that.
Oh, the LED illuminated control knobs.
Can I put this to you, Jane? It is barbecue season. Come up towards the end of the year, as the weather gets better, as the footy finals are on and the spring carnival approaches, you're an idiot.
The smell of those sausages
burning
on a burner. Oh, yum.
Can you hear that? Look, that's my tummy rumbling.
Whoa.
You can get a two burner if you've just got a small apartment and you want to put it on the balcony.
It's like a coupe.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah,
or if you've got a massive mansion like you, Mick, you'd have your four burner.
I'm going to have one in my bedroom. And cook my breakfast. Roll out of bed. Morning.
And so easy to use. Even Mick, you could cook a good barbecue.
I could use it. And can I tell you something, Jane, and not many people know this. What? I'm going to say it and I'm going to put it out there and you can try it for yourself.
Okay.
The meat tastes better.
I love that mantra.
The meat
tastes
better. I don't know what it is. I don't know what they're doing.
Well, the Crossray people know.
Perfect.
Go get a Crossray barbecue today.
Yep. See the range at crossray.com.au. Kennedy Malloy.
Your new way to drive home. Malloy.
Back on the telly tonight, Mick. The front bar.
Yes, I am. Yes. It's going to be a cracking prelim final special, 8:30, Channel 7. It's even at 8:30 in New South Wales.
Yep. Right around the country.
On 7 Mate.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's going to be a ripper. We've got Paul Roos on.
Oh, cool. I love Roosie.
Sydney legend and former Melbourne coach.
That's correct. And speaking of Melbourne, Glenn Jakovich.
Well, the two Jakovich brothers.
Alan
If you're listening from Western Australia, Glenn and Alan will be on together live from WA doing a cross.
My goodness.
I wanted to recreate those fights they used to have in the back garden.
Really?
Yeah. They sound really good.
I think they used to have those fights in the back of the car when they were kids. Imagine.
Well, I'm hoping to get one on air this week. What are you up to? Going home to what?
I'm going home to pack a fourth child off for camp.
Another one.
And can you...
If I have to pack one more camping bag, I'm going to be sick.
What if there's a toilet roll on the seat? Will you lose it?
Why don't they listen? I rant and rave. Tell me the way I should behave.
Jane.
I've told you it.
I'd give that bathroom a wide berth. What was you? All right.
Hey, we are done today. Grab the podcast. Miss any of the show. It's been a ripper. That's at kennedymalloy.com.au. We will do it again tomorrow. Kennedy Malloy.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy. See the Barbie everyone's singing about.
Crossray Barbecues.
Crossray.com.au.